Pittsburgh-based author Adam Ehrlich Sacks is getting national attention for his debut novel, The Organs of Sense. It's a playful, fable-like book whose main character is real-life 17th-century German philosopher Gottfried Leibniz. Ehrlich spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.
The novel is set in 1666. It involves things like a blind astronomer, an attempt to make a mechanical human head, increasingly lengthy astral tubes or telescopes, as we would think of them, and a half-insane royal family. Right. So why these characters? Why this time period?
Well, I was going for topicality. You know, well, there's something intriguing, I think, about the 17th century in that it was the century of the scientific revolution, of course, but it was also a time when people we think of as scientists, you know, Hooke and Leibniz himself, were also interested in marvels and unicorns and monsters. And by the 18th century, everything was kind of cleanly demarcated. And in the 17th century, it was all up for grabs.
This might be a good time to hear a little bit from the novel. Do you want to set up this part?
So the astronomer has a cat that is sitting on his lap for much of the novel. And here he discusses it. "An aphorism," declared the astronomer. "A man delighted by a cat is discomfited by existence. A man delighted by existence is discomfited by a cat. A cat owner is invariably an individual not in possession of any consoling doctrines or articles of faith, just as an individual in possession of some such doctrine invariably has no cats. A man who believes he possesses both a cat and a consoling doctrine will discover at some dreadful moment, when his faith is put to the test, that his doctrine is not truly consoling, or, if it is, that his cat is not really a cat. In his blackest hour, he discovers that the doctrine on which he has founded his life is without any foundation, or if it does have a foundation, his cat is a dog," the astronomer said, according to Leibniz.
There's a lot of conversations in the book, or a lot of comical interrogation of what are the limits of things like reason, limits of language, right? The nature of sensory perception. Talk about some of those themes, like why do they interest you so much?
Leibniz was kind of a great rationalist and sort of the great reactionary philosophically of the 17th century. He was reacting to people like Spinoza and Descartes, the sort of threatening, modernizing philosophers who were casting doubt on what we could know. You know, Descartes says we can only really know our own mind with certainty. And Spinoza threatened free will and the soul and other comforting notions like that. So Leibniz's whole philosophy, in a sense, is to try to defend those things, those common sense ideas.
I saw you talk in another interview about how you're drawn to narratives that involve not sort of naturalistic or realistic presentations of how people interact, but, quote, some obscure logic working itself out. And you talked about how one of your influences is sketch comedy.
I'm not into realist fiction, but I'm also not into the kind of surrealism where anything goes and there's no governing logic and just anything can take place. I kind of like some merging of the two, where you start from some recognizable premise or you have a single premise you accept. And this is true both in Kafka and in sketch comedy, I would say. You know, you wake up one morning as a beetle, or you're arrested for no reason one morning. Having accepted that basic premise, you just kind of then logically, rigorously work it out.
There's also this kind of interesting nesting thing that happens with the narrative, because you frame it as Leibniz giving this report years later about his visit to this astronomer who's telling a story that happened decades and decades earlier, right?
Yeah.
What's the appeal of that approach to you?
As I say, I have this kind of student-y impulse to get things right and accurate, so it helps me to give the story over to a crazy person, and that frees me up. And then if that crazy person encounters an even crazier person, then I feel even freer. So just on the level of sitting down day to day, that sort of nesting feel helped me get to the place of lunacy that I was aiming for.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking with Adam Ehrlich Sacks about his debut novel, The Organs of Sense.